Who is it?
Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and in studio I am joined by Nicole Cheddar. She is with the Denver Rescue Mission. And you hear the word cheddar, you think of food. I do, obviously. And
cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese, there you go. And that goes good on mashed potatoes because Thanksgiving is coming and you guys are doing a turkey drive. And this is how many years now have you been guys been doing this?
Oh gosh, we actually haven't put an actual number on it, but it's been, you know, many, many years. We've been serving those experiencing homelessness for more than 125 years. And we've always, you know, had some sort of turkey drive or Thanksgiving banquet. So I'm not sure on the exact number, but, you know, we tend to celebrate, you know, for those 125 years during the holidays with our guests.
Well, great. And it's good to have you here. And I'm going to pick your brain a little bit because I've got a couple things to cover because you guys are you're looking for about 15,000 turkeys to be donated over this Thanksgiving for this turkey drive. So, okay, that's a steep number, but I'm sure it's doable because you guys have been doing these turkey drives for a while. 15,000 turkeys, and I can drop them off in Fort Collins. I can drop them off in Denver. How do we come up with 15,000 and where do they go? And can you give me a little history on that?
Absolutely. So I started with the mission, you know, just over a year ago. And so last Thanksgiving and last turkey drive was my first time. And I heard that we were collecting 15,000 turkeys and my eyes kind of opened really wide. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we are collecting 15,000 turkeys. That seems insane. It's such a huge number and it's hard to wrap your mind around. But you know, what kind of brought me back down to earth is, you know, you think of that one turkey for that one family or that one individual and, you know, being able to provide them that Thanksgiving meal and celebrating with them. That's so special. And so that 15,000, you know, I'm brought back down to earth and I can see that, you know, just one turkey at a time. Mm-hmm. And so we have an incredible community here in Denver. There are so many amazing businesses and nonprofits and churches that step up to the plate, and even individuals like you and me who will bring one or two turkeys, it all makes a difference. Something that's really cool this year is we have some turkey drive sponsors that have helped us raise some money prior to the turkey drive even starting. You know, we have a handful of those organizations that have been here in Denver and they said, you know what, we want to go the extra mile and help Denver Rescue Mission have some funds going into the turkey drive. So that was super awesome. Right now we have 1,500 turkeys so far, and we kicked it off on November 1st. So we're really excited. We have just over 14,000 to go. So we're really excited so far.
That is really good. Now, because I know part of the mission is putting a turkey on every table, and you are looking to provide people who are experiencing poverty and homelessness with a quality Thanksgiving meal. So And I know this is going to just sound crazy, but I'm just going to just say, because, you know, if I'm homeless, I can't, you know, cook a turkey. But so these turkeys are more to help people who are experiencing poverty and just can't seem to, you know, put the turkey on the table for their family themselves. But it's also helping some of the homeless who want to come into the rescue mission and get a meal on Thanksgiving Day. Am I correct in this assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's multiple places our turkeys go. One of the really, really awesome programs that we do is our Thanksgiving banquet in a box. And it's exactly how it sounds. It's a turkey. It's all the Thanksgiving, you know, mix-ins like stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberries, all that stuff. Everything that you need to make a Thanksgiving meal is in this box. And so we actually work alongside the Broncos and we go to Bronco Field and we have big trucks out there and we give out 3,000 vouchers and people pre-register for those. And they come that day and they get their turkey and their box. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving this year.
Okay.
We're actually already full for that. So those 3,000 vouchers are already claimed. But it's a really cool opportunity for those people who you were mentioning who are in poverty, who, you know, maybe just need a little help because it's hard when you're, you know, paying for electricity and rent and all this stuff, and to think about Thanksgiving on top of that, it's really expensive. So just being able to provide them with that Thanksgiving meal is just really helpful for them. But then we also have our great Thanksgiving banquet, which is Wednesday, November 27th. And that's at our downtown shelter, our Lawrence Street Community Center. And we do this full-blown Thanksgiving meal. We have music on. It's a great celebration. We have really awesome honorary hosts, local news anchors, radio hosts, people who are in city council will come and they'll help serve. And it's just a great way for us to celebrate Thanksgiving with our guests who are experiencing homelessness.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because it's always good, because I think, too, that's just a nice way to give back. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, well, how do people want to volunteer? What do they do? And different, you know, if we want to help out, and I'm sure they can go to, was it DenverRescueMission.org and look up information on how to volunteer? Or
yeah, so if people head over to DenverRescueMission.org/volunteer, it pulls up a multitude of volunteer opportunities, not just during the holiday season, but all year long. We have volunteer needs 365 days a year. I think people's hearts are just, you know, they're bursting with joy on the holidays, but we serve meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the year. So we tend to see our volunteer slots fill up a lot quicker during the holidays, especially around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. So I just really encourage people, you know, if they do see that the slots are full this time of year, to look in January or make a New Year's resolution with their family. Oh, we're going to serve coming up in the new year.
Okay, great. And okay, so let's just say I'm listening to this. I want to volunteer. The slots are done. I can drop off a turkey. Maybe I can donate some money or something in that way. Or I think you even, there's something about I could host a turkey drive. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's okay. So many cool ways. All right. My goodness. Yeah, so if you're not able to serve a meal with us or work out at our ministry outreach center, just giving a turkey is so helpful, because that, you know, that 15,000 number is so huge. So there's a handful of locations people can drop these off at. We have our ministry outreach center, The Crossing. We also will open up a drop-off site at our Lawrence Street shelter starting on November 20th. We also have our UC Health Training Center drop-off site with the Denver Broncos on Saturday, November 23rd, which is a really great opportunity for people who live on the southern part of Denver to bring those turkeys. And it's super easy. People just drive up in their car, hand the turkey to our staff that are there. They get a cute little turkey sticker I donated, get gobbled, and then they're on their way. But, you know, something new that we're doing this year is people can also text turkey to 24365, and they'll be able to donate money towards the turkey drive this year. So that's something cool. But as I was telling some of my coworkers earlier, you know, it's kind of like this tradition of families and churches and nonprofits of bringing an actual turkey and working with their coworkers, and they'll have like turkey offs and like see who can raise the most money.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm stopping you right there. What in the world is a turkey off? I got to hear about this.
Yeah, so some businesses will have like different departments see who they can like raise the most money in those departments, and you know, whoever raises the most money and gets the most turkeys for us, you know, their department gets like a pizza party or something really cool like that. And so we see, you know, events and parties and organizations and churches, you know, put on things like that. And it just really warms my heart to see people who aren't necessarily face to face with homelessness every day, you know, getting involved with our mission. And even though they're kind of removed from it, you know, just really pouring their heart into it this holiday season. That's really awesome for us to see at the mission.
Oh, yeah. And it's much needed, you know. So I'm like, okay, wow, there's these different ways. But I know you guys, it's not just like, okay, a week before we're going to get these turkeys and put everything up. I mean, there's a couple months process. I was looking something online. It was called the Turkey Timeline, which
yes.
Sounded really good. So if you could give me, you know, just a little bit of briefing on that, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So we start planning our, you know, Great Thanksgiving banquet and our turkey drive months and months and months before. 4 months before Thanksgiving, we start clearing out space in our freezers at our ministry outreach center. Our team does an incredible job. It is the biggest freezer I've ever seen in my entire life. Just imagine, you know, 15,000 turkeys moving in and out of that. So wow. 4 months before, that's what we do. And we really just work with our team. And then we're also, you know, our chefs are taking intake of the food that we already have and the donations that have been coming throughout the years. And so that's 4 months before. And so we're kind of working with our ministry outreach center staff to make sure that, A, we have space, and what do we already have and what do we need? Mm. And once we have that total, we kind of take a look at, you know, what calls can we ask for the community? Year after year, we always need 15,000 turkeys, because just keeping that many in our space is just not realistic. And then the other thing a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, as soon as the turkey goes into our freezer, it's out the door, because we partner with hundreds of different agencies and nonprofits and churches, and they'll come and pick up the turkeys, you know, that week leading up to Thanksgiving, so they can give it to their communities as well.
Okay.
I know from, you know, like our public relations standpoint, we're looking for, you know, those turkey stories and, you know, how we can share the message of the turkey drive with everyone, you know, those months leading up. And so it's just really cool. And, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, we just start on November 1st, but we really hit the ground running, you know, months of planning and, you know, what agencies are we going to work with? What churches are we going to work with? And how many turkeys do they need? And so it's a lot of logistics behind the scenes leading up to that November 1st kickoff date.
Okay, great. And then you had mentioned the Great Thanksgiving Banquet, and I know we touched on it just a little bit. Can you kind of elaborate more? Is that the one that's going to be on the 27th?
Yeah, so that's Wednesday, November 27th. Okay. We don't hold it on Thanksgiving. There's other providers here in Denver who do an incredible Thanksgiving meal on actual Thanksgiving. And so, you know what? We let them have that day.
Okay.
And so we do the day before on that Wednesday, starting at 11:30. Anyone is welcome to come to our Lawrence Street Community Center. Last year, I saw moms, dads, kids, families, individuals who just wanted to come and celebrate Thanksgiving with us. And I think I mentioned a little earlier, it's that Thanksgiving meal. We put up decorations. Mm. It's just a really warm feeling.
Okay. Now, if I can be serviced in the Lawrence Street Community Center, but then there's also a location at the Fort Collins Rescue Mission?
Yes, absolutely. So we also have a Thanksgiving banquet up there as well. And it's very similar to the one we hold down here in Denver. And that's actually the week prior to that 27th. It's that Tuesday night, that Tuesday, November 26th up in Fort Collins. And mm-hmm. so they actually need a lot of items as well. We just posted about it on our Fort Collins Rescue Mission blog. So if people head over there, fortcollinsrescuemission.org, and there's a big blog button, you can see all of the needs. There's a huge long list of everything from turkeys to, I think, oranges. And so there's a definite need up there as well, not just down here in Denver.
Yeah, because I know on your website, you have, you know, mentioned that you still are kind of in need of some boxed mashed potatoes, box stuffing, canned vegetables, yams, fruit. There's pumpkin, different things like that, gravy, my favorite, cranberry sauce.
Oh, so delicious. So delicious.
Thanksgiving, if I could just have like green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie, I'm set. I'm like, I don't need anything else. So I'm a happy camper. But there still are some things. And Nicole, before we wrap up, I know for some people, they have the heart. They want to give, but, you know, they are on a limited budget as well. So I get the feeling, though, that if I come down with maybe just one box of stuffing or, you know, just one or two cans of cranberry sauce, I don't think I'm going to be turned away with giving a donation, correct?
No, okay. Absolutely not. We actually encourage, you know, people think that, oh, I only have one turkey or one thing of cranberry sauce. But it's all those little things that mm-hmm. make this huge production and this all go on. And so we just really encourage people, if they want to give, like, we're so accepting of whatever they can give, and we appreciate anything mm-hmm. that comes along. Last year I had two kids who, you know, they did a lemonade stand and raised, you know, $50, and it was so heartwarming, because it's, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a big business working in downtown Denver or these kids with a lemonade stand. I think if you have a heart for making a difference, we accept you. We love you. We want you to help our mission. So it's just really cool to see all these people from all walks of life support us, not just during the turkey drive, but all year long.
So little goes a long way. So yeah, bring it down, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, Nicole, before we end, once again, website, and maybe is there a telephone number as well, or just a website address that you want to direct us or our listeners to, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the best place for people to go, we call it kind of our turkey hub, is DenverRescueMission.org/turkey. And that is our turkey page with drop-off sites, items we still need. Anything you need to know about our turkey drive is on that page, and how you can make a donation, everything is on that page.
Perfect. Well, best of luck, Nicole. I hope 15,000 plus is what I'm hoping you get this year.
Many thanks. Thanks so much.